Blog Talk Radio.
Spirit of America Bonnie and the Spirit of America Bonnie Book. Tonight we are glorifying the Lord, and then we're praising Donald Trump with a little sidebar for Andrea Tanteros. nice young Greek lady, Greek American, who is a shining example of what Americans can be. And she's on Fox News, which has become Fix News. And the word is that Donna Perina, I think that's her name, who used to be the press secretary for George Bush, the little, and Karl Rove are putting pressure on Fox News, which is now known as Fix News, to get rid of her because she's too American. She's not their kind of American. And if they do that, they're going to have a target on their back. And the word for today is boycott. And they've already, I'm talking to people, they don't watch Fox anymore. So what Fox did is Fox took a gamble. About 2 years ago, Fox decided, in my personal opinion, which is expert, they decided that they had all the conservatives they were going to get. And they, in order to increase market share, they had to stab the conservatives in the back. And now we got conservatives stabbing conservatives in the back. And the word in the grapevine is that some people have infiltrated the conservative party and are selling it out. But this is all a fiction and not fact yet. So what are we going to talk about tonight? If you want a new deck in office, it has to be Trump. Trump will open the books in D.C. He's going to tell you where the money's going. He's not going to let anybody escape. So it would be good to replace the misfit president, the worst president in the history of the United States, the Islamo-Camo, who hates country more than he hates England. And you see how he parades his ass around England and the UK. And he thinks everybody's buying his vocal diarrhea. It is terrible. He is the worst president we ever had. And I got to tell you, if I was a Carson American, I would be ashamed to claim that he represented me. I would be ashamed because I'm better than that. And my ancestors were better than that. But unfortunately, he told a big lie and a lot of people bought it. And a lot of white people bought it. And now they don't want to talk about it. The damage is done. The white milk has been spilled and can't go back in the bottle. We're in trouble. This man has seeded poison throughout the land. And it's now flowering. And you better pray to God that he cannot accomplish everything he intends to accomplish before he leaves office. So that's why we need Trump. We need a Trump resurrection. And along with Trump, as he sweeps into office, we have to sweep out every senator and congressman who's up for reinfection. We don't need no sticks in the mud and no more. We want builders. We want winners. We don't want excuse men. We don't want under the rock hiding demo camos, rhino rats, and everything else that calls themselves American but acts the unlike Americans. Newsmax is attacking Trump. I now label them Newsmuck. Trump is the only answer. He has to destroy all the bad seeds Obama the communist planted. He has to pay the bills. He has to appoint Americans to the Supreme Court. He has to restore our military. He has to rebuild American manufacturing. He has to close the IRS, the BLM, that's the Bureau of Land Management, who tries to kill ranchers, and the EPA, who's driving mom and pops out of business. We have to lower taxes for everybody who pays taxes, and we have to shrink welfare and turn it into workfare. And all this can be done on day one. Now I'm going to mention Andrea Tanteros, the goddess of liberty. She's a real American. She's the Spartan at the hot gate of Fix News, which is going through a CNN makeover. And guess what? CNN is now passing Fox News. And that's because of their attacks on Trump. God bless Andrea. And please don't let Karl Rove use the ladies' room. How about we mandate a new Congress, wash them out with a Trump tide? The Obama Soros legacy shows up playing Bolsheviks at the Trump rally. They had one American flag, which they burned, and all the rest were Mexican flags. Kasich refuses to drop out unless he gets a free toaster. Somebody send him a toaster, will you? Did you see the communist demonstration in Berlin Games, California? Fox News led it. They are now known as Fix News. Every chance they get, they sing El Trumpo, who is gaining in Carson American votes. He's going to pull smart. I don't like to call them African Americans. I'd like to call them American Americans. So I'll call them Carson Americans, because I totally respect and admire Dr. Carson. And he should be the role model of all blacks in the nation. There's none better. And don't give me Jesse James Jackson or Al Not-So-Sharp Sharpton, the president of NBC. And now it turns out Brazilians are now supporting Trump. And at that demonstration, there were only Mexican and communist flags. And the students had a day off from communist college. Do you know that their professors give them credits if they go to demonstrations, anti-Trump demonstrations? Did you know that? So, it's time the FBI investigated all universities for un-American activities, including abortion. And this next tune I dedicate to Hillary Clinton, who will either be in jail or on her way out of town. 1 year ago, the rhino rats saw El Trumpo on the horizon. They said we must crush his chances, so we will make a rule. If he wins the people's vote, we will give those votes to Jeb Bush. Then Bush washed out. They said, let's use Rubio to take out Trump. But Rubio washed out. Then they said, let's back Cruz to take out Trump. And once the bigger threat is gone, we will take out Cruz on a legal technicality. And then we will shove our favorite rhino rat down the people's throat. The demo commos are with us. The communist media is with us. And even the con job servatives are with us. Trump is completely isolated, and we can get away with anything. The only group that's more treacherous than us is the Clinton clan. They have an all-inclusive party, but the all-inclusive parties are not allowed to run. The Clinton clan will think for the suckers. Here's a song sung by a girl who was married to the Greatest Generation. Here's a message from John Bolton, who used to be a UN ambassador temporarily until the Obama Islamo-Kamo administration seized power in a hoodwinking of the American people. John's a pretty good boy, and hopefully he'll have a job in the Trump administration. Here's what John says. The Communist People's Republic of China just tested a roadmobile intercontinental ballistic missile called Danfeng 41. It can deliver nuclear warheads at great distances. It gives China a key capability, a preemptive nuclear strike against America. Their missile is capable of reaching the United States in 30 minutes. That's all the time you got, folks. Have a nice cup of coffee, sit down, kiss the wife goodbye. Hitting our cities with up to 10 thermonuclear warheads. This confirms that China is now obtaining the technology to wipe out any city in the West. And they're asking, when is Obama going to wake up? He's not going to wake up. He's already awake, and that's part of his plan. He believes a broken United States will be peaceful. So, we need leaders who won't bow to our enemies, unlike Barack Obama. We need leaders who will stand up and defeat them. Okay. So, and Jimmy from Brooklyn says, we used to have mutual assured destruction. We looked at the Soviets and they looked back at us, and we said to the Soviets, if we're attacked from any part of the world, like in Cuba, we're going to consider an attack on the United States by you, and we're going to attack you. That's no longer the argument. Now we're going to play, who did it to us this time? And we're all going to be melting. We're going to be like the Wicked Witch in The Wizard of Oz when she tried to hurt Toto. And Dorothy threw a bucket of water on her and she melted. Okay, I'm going to do a tune. This is an old 50s tune. It's about a girl named Gloria.
Oh,
Okay, we're back. There's an article that I saved to read to you, and it's by a guy named Don Fetter, and he's a conservative. U.S. currency goes politically correct. Harriet Tubman displaces old hickory. Grass Tops USA exclusive commentary by Don Fetter, April the 25th. Here's what Don says. The Democrat Party is poised to change the name of its annual fundraisers from the Jefferson and Jackson Day Dinners to the Harriet Tubman and the artist formerly known as Prince Day Dinners. This is before Prince died. Drugs. Drugs kills all the Hollywoodians. Where crow will be served to atone for the sins of slavery and misogyny. You go to any rally, any room, and ask everybody who was a slave or had anything to do with slavery to raise your hand. You won't see one hand. Many Americans are only one and two generation Americans. And celebrate the triumph of racial and gender identity politics over reality. Look how petty we've become. We're arguing over whether a minute percentage of the population should be allowed to go into the ladies' room and take their hose out. Are you kidding me, man? You're gonna let your little girl, your little niece, go into a ladies' room and see a big jerk going in right after her? There are going to be a lot of shootings in the ladies' room, and already Target has paid the price. Target has got a boycott of 1,200,000 right now, and anybody else that follows Target is going to get the same. We're all going to be back to buying from the local merchant. These big chains are all going down. The word to the wise in business: mind your own business. Stick to business. Stay out of politics. Do not take sides, no matter what you feel. You're a business. Conduct a business. Do not go political. You will pay. You cannot win. Now, what's he saying? The $20 bill is about to get a PC makeover with Harriet Tubman, an obscure figure in U.S. history. An escaped slave who waited the Underground Railroad. I got to tell you, Harriet couldn't have gotten away if it wasn't for white people. And many of them were called Quakers. So, and the slaves would still be free if it wasn't for 2-3 million white people who fought an outnumbered Confederacy 4-1. And yet they stood up for what they believed in, and none of them owned slaves. Less than 6% of the Confederate military owned slaves. They were all sharecroppers. They were lucky to have shoes. But you see, the communists are destroying American heritage and American history. And that's part of the communist goal. And we got a lot of communists here, and we have nobody that will say the word communist. They're afraid. They can't even say Muslim. Radical Muslim. Do you know that the word radical is not in the Quran? The only thing that's in the Quran is a Shahadi. A Shahadi is a saint. He is a warrior who dies for Islam. Matters not who he takes with him. All that matters is he died for Islam. He is a saint. Jihad is the instrument. So the only ones that made up radical Islam were people like George Bush and the Rhinos. And believe me, I was a big fan of Bush. And I believe that he had to go to Iraq. He had no choice. It's easy to second guess one man's decision. But if you were sitting in a in a little grammar school reading a story to a bunch of African-American children, and your press guy came over and whispered in your ear, "Boss, we are Phuket. We are Phuket. We have just lost two buildings in New York. The Pentagon's been hit, and there's a missing plane. And you don't know how many planes returned and terrorists got off. We only know about four planes. That could have been 12 planes that day." And when somebody said Saddam had nukes, what's Bush supposed to do? He's that night, he's looking out. There isn't a plane in the sky in the whole world. And he's got smoldering ashes. He's got a Holocaust on his hands. He's got 3,000 American bodies and DNA rising into the night sky. And that's the story there, Jerry. So let's see where we are. So Don says the $20 bill is about to get a PC makeover. And due to popular demand from the divisive White House and the party of death, the Democrat Party at the last convention kicked God out. They have no God. They have no flag. They have no country, and they have no kids. So Don says the Democrat Party, other changes are in store for our currency, including feminist bloc parties on the backs of $5 and $10 bills. Can Margaret Sanger doing the Charleston with Rosie O'Donnell be far off? The changes were announced with much fanfare last week by Dirty Jacob, Dirty, Lousy, Rotten, Stinking Treasury Secretary Jacob Lew, whose goal is to destroy the U.S. economy. Whose job, I thought it was, Don says, was to help the president to screw up the economy and not to rewrite history. As a headline in the Washington Post is not fit to be birdcage paper or monkfish wrap. If you have no idea who Harriet Tubman is, you're not allowed. Andrew Jackson's life is the stuff of legend. Born dirt poor to Irish immigrant parents. I didn't know that. The first president of humble origins, he served in the Revolutionary Army at age 14. Taken prisoner, he took a saber cut across the face when he refused to polish the boots of a British officer, a scar he carried for the rest of his life, which seared nationalism into his soul. Nationalism is the only way, folks. A self-educated frontier lawyer and judge, he became a plantation owner and fought duels, including one with a man who publicly insulted his wife. He rose to national prominence as the hero of the Battle of New Orleans, where his ragtag army of 4,500 militia, Indians, freed slaves, frontiersmen, and pirates defeated 8,000 British regulars, many seasoned veterans of the Napoleonic Wars. He served two terms as president, but won the popular vote three times. The first president from west of the Alleghenies, Jackson represented the triumph of the common man in national politics, a development which appalled the eastern elites of his day. His home, the Hermitage in Nashville, has more than 180,000 visitors annually and tours in five foreign languages. From Virginia to Oregon, 43 cities and counties in 26 states are named after him, not to mention schools, parks, and army bases. He took the first steps towards bringing both Florida and Texas into the Union. He stood for money backed by gold and silver and opposed nullification, a move towards secession. Of the 13 polls of historians and political sciences taken between 1948 and 2009, most ranked Jackson among the top 10 presidents. This giant is now reviled as a slave owner, So were four of the first five presidents who committed atrocities against American Indians. His detractors neglect to mention that he adopted two Indian children, one a 10-month-old found on the battlefield in the arms of his dead mother, and as an orphan himself, he could relate. Inhumane treatment of racial minorities is the if the humane treatment of racial minorities is the hallmark of greatness, what's a Franklin Roosevelt doing on a dime? In far more enlightened times, he put 110,000 Japanese Americans in internment camps, 62% of them U.S. citizens. The New York Times explained the absurdity. Bear with me a second. Okay. The New York Times explained the absurdity in the April 20th story, where the establishment bulletin board gloated, but the broader remaking of the nation's paper currency, which President Obama welcomed, tri-orchestrated on Wednesday, may well have captured a historical moment for the multicultural, multi-ethnic, and multiracial nation moving contentiously through the early years of a new century. The New York Times should be investigated for the cover-up of the murder of 10 million Ukrainians by Joseph Stalin, which they hid from the American public because the editor at the time was a pro-Stalin communist, and his name was Durante. Durante, not Jimmy. Was that Durante? He wasn't funny. The mutation of our paper money represents the triumph of symbolism over substance. One nation on God, one nation under God, RIP. Welcome to the tribal America of the 21st century. You know, that's one of the biggest problems in the Middle East. In a country like Syria, in a country like Kuwait, there are tribes, and tribes do not cooperate with other tribes. They only cooperate within the tribe. The Democrat Party has destroyed the black family. 73% of African Americans are born out of wedlock. Its latest big idea, I'll tell you one stat that's worse than that. Planned Slaughterhood kills 3,000 babies a day. Of the 3,000, 1,200 are white, which is 66% of the population in the United States. White people are 66% of the population. And Planned Slaughterhood kills 1,200 white babies a day. The black population is about 13% of the population of the United States. And they're killing 1,100 babies a day. You think about that. Think of that comparison to the slaughter of white babies. And the Latinos are following third with 700 killed a day. Little Latino niños. And the bastards in the Supreme Court ruled they don't count. But that isn't what was given to us the day we were all born as Americans. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness includes the prisoners of the womb. And until we come to liberate them, we will never be free. The Democrat Party has destroyed the black family. 73% of African Americans are born out of wedlock. Its latest big idea is giving sexual predators access to ladies' rooms in the name of equality. But it's putting the face of a black woman on a $20 bill. At the risk of committing a capital offense, let me state what should be obvious. American history was made by white males who were overwhelmingly Christian. Until the current mixed-race occupant of the White House, every president was a male Caucasian and were overwhelming majorities of Congress and every Supreme Court justice until 1967. White males established our nation forged our identity, fought and won our wars, and built our economy. Thomas Edison, Henry Ford, and the Wright brothers just didn't identify as men, but actually were men. And it was white males who ended slavery in 1865 and gave women the vote in 1920. The faces on our currency reflect the reality of American history. They represent individual achievement, not interest group pandering. George Washington isn't on the $1 bill because he was a farmer. Lincoln's face doesn't grace a fiver because he was born in poverty. On a $10 note, Alexander Hamilton doesn't represent immigrants who were born out of wedlock. The next president will take office on January the 20th, 2017. The new $20 bill won't be in circulation until 2020 at the earliest. And the Time reports that ex-Secretary Lew, as soon as Trump gets in, expressed confidence that his successors would not veto the currency makeup. I don't think somebody's going to probably want to do that, to take the image of Harriet Tubman off our money. That's what Lew says. Dirty, lousy, rotten, stinking Secretary Lew. His smug self-assurance is well-founded. When the left goes eyeball to eyeball with Republicans, you know who's going to blink first. You got to get rid of the rhinos. Folks, you can't allow Trump to walk into the White House and not give him a backup team. You got to give him all the help he needs. You wouldn't send a general into a battle without an army. Since Republicans live in abject fear of being called racist or sexist, the smart money isn't on the rescue of Old Hickory. So, that's from Don Fetter, and it's well said, and it's all the truth. So, what are we going to do? We'll give you a little Del Vikings. Oh, we'll give you a little Greatest Generation jazz. It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing.
What good is music? What good is melody if it ain't possessing something sweet? It ain't the music, it ain't the melody. There's something else that makes that tune complete. It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. I do what, 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 do what. It don't mean a thing, all you gotta do is sing. I do what, 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 do what. Makes no difference if it's sweet or hard. You just give that rhythm everything you've got. Well, it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. I do what, 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 do what. If it's sweet or hard, you just give that rhythm everything you've got. Well, it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. I do what, 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 do what. I do what, 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 do what. It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing.
Another tune. American.
From the table up at Birdland to the place where Dizzy dwells, in the beards and the funny hats they love so well, all the boppers are assembled, and when they're really high, they constitute a weird personnel. All the riffs these cats are playing are crazy, cool, and gone like this. Ooh-lee-oo, Scooby-Goo, Ooby-Dooby-Dooby, Ooh-bop-be-doppin' like that. So let them beat their brains out till their flatted fifths are gone, and they'll pass and be forgotten like the rest. Poor little cats who have lost their way. Ba 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 ba. Baba, yes, Dixieland music, they condemn, but every wrong note that they play is a gem. So Lord have mercy on every one of them, for they ba.
Nice sound, right? I like that Dixieland sound. You ought to hear them when they really go. I got 10 Nugents, 20 reasons why we should vote for Trump. I'll share them with you. The liberals are horrified. There's no such thing as a liberal. I'm a liberal. Liberal is a cover-up word for communist. Progressive is a cover-up word for communist. Okay, so here's what Ted Nugent says. Obama is against Trump. The media is against Trump. The establishment Democrats are against Trump. The establishment Republicans are against Trump. The Pope is against Trump. The UN is against Trump. The EU is against Trump. China is against Trump. Mexico is against Trump. Soros is against Trump. Black Lives Matter is against Trump. MoveOn.org is against Trump. The Koch brothers are against Trump. Hateful, racist, violent liberals are against Trump. And that's his reasons why he's voting for Trump. So, I just thought I'd share that with you. You want to hear the comments? This is from Patricia. There has to be something good about Trump that none of them like him. And that's why I'm voting for Trump. Terry says, he's going to the end of days. He's working the Bible. And Lucas says, totally absurd, whatever that means. And then this Sophie says, Obama and church leaders prayed you'd never see this. Independent documentary has Obama on the edge of a nervous breakdown because it exposes the biggest cover-up in his presidency, something darker and more sinister than Sandy Hook and Benghazi combined, and it's spreading like wildfire. All over the internet, and you can see it. The same people call Trump un-American, threaten to leave. Isn't that more un-American, as it shows blatant disregard for our democracy? If the people speak and vote him in. Let's see what else we got. Tommy Rigg. Dennis. Oh, Tommy Rigg is replying to a guy named Dennis. As a businessman, mostly retired, I can tell you the economy and the budgets are pretty upfront and not voodoo. The reason we're not doing well just isn't old crap. It's the entirety of D.C. When I hear that the real estate all around the Washington, D.C. Is very rich, and you know where they're getting their money from, it's time to bust up that gang. Let's see what he says. The UN is particularly heinous. You know, I've seen, USAID donations being sent to these Muslim-held countries, to the refugees, and the bag that says from the USA is relabeled, and they got a crescent on it, the red crescent. So we don't even get credit for our generosity, not like we need it, but the people are being fooled on who's feeding them. Americans have accepted the UN by their silence, and now it's practically every county in the U.S. with sustainable development, county growth management, Agenda 21, and all aimed at property owners and forcing county dwellers into the city for better management by your masters. Doesn't matter what state. This is everywhere. You know what bothers me? About almost a year ago, it was announced that the Chinese were building a city in Idaho outside of Boise. And all of a sudden, it went out of the 10-minute news. That really bugs me, man. Bugs me. Let's see what else we got. Do you have anything like this? They're scheming. White House allies make new push for Garland. Big labor is scheming with President Obama to cripple the fight to protect worker freedom by installing Merrick Garland. He'll never make it. Trump is going to pick all the Supreme Court judges, and he's going to open the books, and he's going to ask questions like, why do you need money for this? Why do you need money for that? And there's going to be some long, lonely nights for the communists.
Long, long and lonely night. I cry my eyes out over you, wondering if I did right and why you left me with a broken heart. Oh, long, long and lonely nights. Oh, how I miss you, my dear. Please, please come back to me. How I wish you were here. As I go along my lonely way, I visualize your face when I pass through my doorway. What's left for me to face? Coming home, long, long and lonely nights, ever since you've been gone. As I go along my lonely way, I visualize your face. Through guess you're never coming home. Long, long, and lonely night ever since you've been gone. Please, please come back to me. You've been gone.
Okay, we're back. We're closing the show. I'll just read you a couple of quick notes and pass on some thoughts. My main concern are the people who are talking about staying home and not voting. You cannot do that. You have an obligation as an American citizen to cast your vote for who you think would be the best person for President of the United States and any other office holder. You cannot stay at home. If you stay at home, you're abrogating your right, and it will be replaced by somebody with bad intentions. Do not stay home. I don't care if you're a communist or a conservative. You have to vote. We have to know how the country is thinking. I believe the country is already 40% conservative, and I believe we're going to, 40% communist, and I believe we're going to see that real soon. And that's going to be the big shocker, because if you don't know your enemy, you don't know how to fight them. The C no longer stands for conservative. The C stands for con job. I turned on the new disapproved of Fox News. Polls say Fox News is going down big time. As Fox trots out the anti-Trump lies, more people turn to OAN. I saw El Trumpo speak in Albany to a record crowd, and as soon as Fox News went to a commercial, I switched to OAN and watched Trump commercial free. Fox News last night showed all the communists rioting at Trump rallies. This is a brainwashing strategy, giving the impression no one likes Trump. The truth is America gives El Trumpo two thumbs up. Trump stands alone against the demo commos, the rhino rats, and the brainwashing communist-like media. And the worst casualty in this race has been Fox News, which I now call Fox News. They have become a turnoff. I hear it more and more. Fans say I can't stand to watch them anymore. Oh, really? It's so obvious he has become pathetic, pretending to give Trump a big brother advice, then trouting out Bernie Goldfish and Sour Krauthammer to ice pick Trump the Magnificent. The worst ones that are going to join the camp, the Trump camp, will be the last ones, because they're the ones that opposed them all along. But now they got to get in on the winning side, or else they're going to be on the outside. And they will continue to sabotage Trump. Better that they don't get let in. I never saw so many pettifores peeling Trump's skin off. You can't get on Fox News if you support Trump. And now we hear that the lady, Tanteros, is it Andrea Tanteros? She's being shafted under the orders of Karl Rove and Dana Farina, two rhino rats. Just because one looks good and the other one looks like Porky Pig, they're both rhino rats. The worst casualty is Fox News. And O'Reilly trots out Bernie Goldfish and Sour Krauthammer to ice pick Trump the Magnificent. Judith Miller makes snide snakes remarks about Trump. Bill Hammerhead always looks gleeful when he does his subtle sabotage routine. Gassy Gasparino could play Barzini in the Fox News Godfather. Megan Behar Whoopi Kelly is on her way out. Her legacy is a damaged, no longer trusted Fox News. So, having said that, we're going to jump to a tune. I don't know if you saw George Bush Sr. sitting in the audience when Trump was on the stage, and he took his finger and ran it across his throat like he was going to cut his throat. I didn't think that was too presidential, and it worried me. But in the meantime, we'll take it out of on a tune. Oh, we got to go Latin? Okay.
Lullaby of Birdland, that's what I always hear when you sigh. Never in my wordland could there be ways to reveal.
That's not Latin. This is Latin. Close out our show. I want to say a little prayer for the 22 Americans who are going to kill themselves today. The guys who suffer from PTSD. Lord, don't let them do it. Protect them, Lord. Bring them home. They have already sacrificed enough for this country. Help them, Lord. Shine your light on them. Make them strong. And bring them home to you, Lord. On earth, as it is in heaven. We're going to close with, also, we dedicate this next tune to the school kids from North Carolina who were spit upon by communists running the 911 memorial. They never should have interfered with the singing of the Star Spangled Banner. Once it was started, they should have stood at attention like everybody else. But instead, they played the little PC game to make points with a communist mayor. And for this, Trump should recall his $100,000 gift to the 911 memorial, which has been taken over by communists, the same ones that wanted to put a mosque across the street. They are everywhere. They've infiltrated everywhere. And you're not going to believe it until it happens to you.